If my purpose is golden, my talents reveal it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. If my purpose is golden, my talents reveal it. When I choose to do something because I love it, that's a golden purpose. When I choose to do something because it is a joy for me, that's a golden purpose. If I choose to do something that is sort of beneficial for the world, I call that a golden purpose, but that's not a golden purpose. What? If I choose to do something that's beneficial for the world, that's not a golden purpose? That's right. What do I choose to do that's beneficial for the world? Well, I'd like to see the world at peace. I'd like to see the world at peace, and I'd like to see the world in harmony with itself. I'd like to see the world with no illnesses, with people living in healthy bodies, with people living in healthy minds and healthy attitudes. I'd like to see the world as a peaceful place, as a place of joy, as a place where there's no poverty, where there's no sickness, there's no unhappiness. Wow, doesn't that sound good? Not at all. You see, if my purpose is golden, my talent reveals it. And if my purpose is golden, it is done. So I say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. I don't go out and seek to bring about peace on earth. I don't seek to make peace on earth. First, I make peace in my own consciousness. Then the world is peace. You see, that's a golden purpose. Beingness. If I look at all the world, and I see the world as filled with people who are joyous and happy and harmonious with each other, enjoying the essence of life, that's a golden purpose. If I look at the world and I see everyone abundantly supplied with every desire of their heart, and if I see every desire of their heart being good and very good, which is all that it can be, then my purpose is golden. If I look at the world, and if I look at me, and I see that I am a wonderful, joyous, immortal, eternal person, then my purpose is golden. It is good. And my talent to experience it reveals it. You see, when our purpose is, so to speak, not golden, then what we are doing is we are manipulating the world, and we are hopefully working that it might work out. We are hopefully thinking that there may be peace on earth. We're hopefully thinking that those who live in poverty would have abundance. We're hopefully thinking that those who have illnesses are whole and perfect now. Now, these in themselves are very human and very wonderful and very proper statements, but however we think about them, if we think that it is not so, then we think that the creation in the beginning of all of these things was improperly done. If we think that there is something to be fulfilled, something to be accomplished, then we think that the essence of the universe is not a fulfilled essence. It's not a fulfilled thing. And that's not true. That's not true. It is already done. All these things are already done. We have but to open our eyes to see them. Just like knowledge is already within every human being on the face of the earth, there is nothing for anyone to learn. There is only for them to reveal that they already know it, to reveal that the talent, the genius, the wonder, the magic of being a human being is already accomplished. Because the magic of being a human being is a reflection of the divine being. The magic of being a human being is a reflection of the divine being. If my purpose is golden, my talent reveals it. And my talent is the ability to see peace on earth. There now is peace on earth because it began with me. And that means in my heart there is peace. In my heart, I am not trying to manipulate or control another being. I am seeing all in harmony, all in right action, all in goodness. If my purpose is golden, and I see everyone on earth living in a healthy, dynamic, useful, beneficial body that serves them in every wonderful, fantastic way, I can see nothing else. I can see no limitations. I can see nothing that would limit them. Well, what about people who might have missing limbs or people who have great diseases? Hey, if they were to come to Jesus and they were to say to Jesus, I would be healed, and then they would be healed, then where is their limitation? What benefit is there for that limitation? If they're to go to any healer on earth and do that, if they're to go to themselves and say, I am whole and perfect, what a wonderful healer that is. You go to yourself and say, I am whole and perfect, and these things fall away. But we have built them into our consciousness over such a long period of time. We have built them into our daily experience for such a long period of time. We feel that they are necessary. We feel that they are important. We feel that they are who we are. Yes, they feel that is who we are. And that's they is us. We feel that is who we are. We look at our exterior and we say, that is our reality. That is not. That's constantly changing. Whatever we choose to do, whatever purpose we choose to put in motion, the purpose of living in our ideal spirit, mind, and body, how glorious it is, and how easy it is, how definite it is, how positive it is. But you see, people like to get together in groups. They like to share with each other some of their attitudes. And sometimes their attitudes are not always too supportive. But they say, oh dear, you have such a problem. Oh dear, things are so terrible. And you see, that merely exacerbates the problem itself. That merely builds the problem into a fantastic experience of unhappiness, which is not what we want to experience. Now, where are you in this dilemma? Where are you in this experience of life? Where are you standing? Are you standing recognizing that if your purpose is golden, your talent reveals it? Are you standing in the awareness of all is good and very good? Are you standing in the awareness that now is the desirable time for whatever is beautiful to manifest itself in my life? Are you standing in the realization that my purpose is golden? My purpose is to live according to my highest and best. My purpose is to be that which I am. And which M are we? Which M are we? Who are we really? Are we the outer appearance? Or does that change? And if that changes, then we cannot be the outer appearance. Who are we? Who are you? What is your choice in life? What is your goal in life for yourself? What is your determination to be in life? That's a decision only we can make individually. Why is it some people go through life feeling so beautiful and feeling so fulfilled and feeling so wonderful? And unfortunately, they don't feel wonderful in all areas of their life. And they say, well, that's my cross. That area is my cross. My love life is always in shreds. My finances are always in shreds. My body is never perfect. You see, they say that's their cross. And of course, that is their cross. Because that is where they want to do some work. That is where they want to recognize that their reality is perfection. Their reality is fulfillment. Their reality is success. And when I, for me, recognize my reality is for success and perfection and fulfillment, then that's what it is. But you see, even there, we strike a strange note. When I seek that my life is for fulfillment, then I am saying there is something that is not yet done. I am complete. I am fulfilled. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. You see, this is the big kicker. Are we going to live in the now or are we going to live in the tomorrow? Are we going to live in the now, or are we going to live in a time that is yet to come that we have no idea about? Where are we going to live? Where are we living? Where are we in our consciousness? What is our value? Think about that. Very simple, very definite, very demanding, very wonderful, very positive. If my purpose is golden, my talent reveals it. And my purpose is to be that which I am. I am independently wealthy. I am healthy. I am happy. I am fulfilled. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. All is in divine order. I take these affirmations of truth about myself, and I make these affirmations my reality. If you think a thought long enough and strong enough, it will eventually be overwhelming your entire body, your entire beingness. It will be your reality. It will be who you are, because it is who you are. And if you have overwhelmed yourself with the thought that you're limited, then that too is a thought that can sometimes destroy you. Not destroy you, it is what you are. If you express that thought, and that's who you believe you are, then that's who you are. And if that's what we want to be, then go for it. I believe, if my purpose is golden, my talent reveals it, I believe I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I believe all is in divine order. I believe. Believe with me these wonderful things and experience this instant illumination right now in every aspect of your life. And fly with me in the life eternal, in the life immortal, in the life fulfilled, in the life complete. Join me in this instant illumination, because it works. I love you. I love you. I love you.